Join the conversation.
This is Cape Talk. Welcome back to the show. It's 16 minutes past two, and we continue the conversation about sexual health in Southern Africa. If you would like to ask any questions, you can send your SMSs. They can be anonymous if you're not comfortable putting your name, on 072-567-1567, or you can call us on 021-446-560567. Send voice notes as well to 072-567-1567, because we are speaking now to a clinical psychologist and who specializes in sexual health and the sexual health of South Africans. He is, I'm reluctant to call you a sexpert, Bradley, because I'm sure you get that all the time. It is Bradley R. Daniel. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Bianca.
And thank you for making time for us today, Bradley Daniels. If you've tuned in before the break, you'll know that we spoke to Dr. Smith, who's working with Sasha to bring a fascinating sexual health conference to Cape Town next month, where they'll be dealing with a wide range of sexual issues. We need you to unpack some of those issues for us further, Bradley. Why is sex and the subject of sex still such a taboo in Southern Africa? In other countries like Amsterdam and France, it's a much more open subject.
Because what I always say is, you know, sex on its own is also a topic that is very difficult for us to discuss. There's a lot of shame very often around anything sexual. And that just is a factor of how we have been raised in society. And I want to just make a correction there and say that, you know, I think it's a myth that sexual attitudes are a lot more liberal in other parts of the world, such as in, you know, some European countries, yeah, as you've mentioned, like in the Netherlands, or, you know, in some of the Southern American, South American countries. It's a myth. I think sex is still globally seen as a very difficult topic for people to endeavor.
Yeah.
And so a big part of our work as sexual health practitioners is really around making people more competent around the language of sexual health, you know, so that we are able to have better and fuller conversations around negotiating, firstly, our sexual preferences, but also something which is very important in the world of sexology currently is the notion of pleasure. That, you know, sex is, if you look at sort of the historical traces of sexual health, in the beginning it all started more around sexually transmitted illnesses and basically, if I can call it, sexual dis-ease.
Yeah.
And now we're saying that it is important for us to go beyond sexual dis-ease and to start focusing also on sexual pleasure as a right for all. So in fact, you know, the World Association for Sexual Health on International World Sexual Health Day, which was in September this year, it was actually, the theme was pleasure. Mm. And, you know, just by example, the theme for next year we've already decided is on consent. So what does consent look like? So these are just some sort of highlights of themes that, you know, come up when we talk about the field of sexual health, you know, as a totality. So it's twofold that what is important to be heard today. Number one is the focus is on, you know, making sexual health a realized a reality for all individuals in the world. In other words, you know, that nobody is left behind. But the second piece, and this is where the Sasha Congress is quite important, it is important in the sense of bringing as many health practitioners, and I use the term health practitioner broadly because it's the full scope of health practitioners, bringing them on board to be competent to work with things that are related to sexual health. You know, because not only our sexual health is actually an important part of our health, just as our mental health is, just as our physical health is, our sexual health is also an important part of our health. So what I often say is we have to go beyond, you know, we say we're looking at the patient from head to toe, which is important, but we have to also stop looking at the patient sort of where we skip the groin area. So it's almost like we do a Houdini trick. We kind of cut the person in half and it cut out the groin, and we say we're looking at you from head
so
to toe.
So true.
You know, so that's really what is important here. And I think what is really important globally, and certainly as a mission for WAS, but also for Sasha, Sasha is a confederation of WAS, which is the global body. And so as WAS, we really stand stand behind Sasha in terms of, you know, making this material and in fact also creating a lot of very innovative material in the discipline of sexual health. I'm sure that, you know, you if you had a look at the program, you know, it really touches on a broad array of things, from looking at things such as oncology and sexual health. So obviously, you know, people who are you know, working through or overcoming cancer, often, you know, their sexual health will be impacted. People that are diabetic, their sexual health is impacted as well. You know, in the old days, it was the saying that, you know, for example, if you are a male diabetic patient and you are well held on the medication, but, you know, it so happens that you're not getting a strong enough erection to be able to have satisfying sexual intercourse or sexual play, you know, often then they would say, listen, you have to choose. You either have to choose between, you know, having your diabetes well managed, or you choose around having an erection and being able to have sexual pleasure. And we are actually saying now that both are actually the right of the patient. The patient is allowed to have both and shouldn't have to choose either or. And, you know, so that's just a taste of some of the things that's coming from the Sasha Congress. But also, you know, in addition, there's also a lot of work around the pleasure, you know, so the actual art and discipline of pleasure. What does it look like? So those are some of the things that people can look forward to at the Sasha Congress. And I think in another really important element to add is the element of getting the youth voices involved as well. You know, so if I look at my just past experience in the last 2 years, where I was fortunate to attend the African Confederation for Sexual Health, which took place in Sierra Leone, and it was a huge conference of people from all over Africa. But what was really striking to me was the youth village, which is where the voices of the youth were also heard. Mm. So, you know, so this is what we're also going to see at the Sasha Congress 2022, that there is also going to be a youth village, where we are saying the voices of the youth are very important in terms of setting the agenda in terms of what it is that we need to address as sexual health practitioners.
My guest is clinical psychologist Bradley R. Daniels, who has a special interest in sexual health. He's also the host of Showmax's Sex in Afrikaans series, where he talks on the show to couples about their sexual health. What has the reaction been like to that series, Bradley?
The reaction to that series, I mean, I just had such a big smile on my face when you mentioned that. I mean, that was really such a fun project, but it wasn't just fun. It also was so informative, and it was such a learning experience, you know, for me, for, you know, for the four couples and the two singles that were involved in the process, but certainly for the audience that was, you know, the audience that also was viewing. And, you know, so we now are, you know, about 7 months past the launch of the show, and people are still watching it. I often pop into social media to see what people are saying. And, you know, I think people also thought initially that, you know, the most people that are going to be watching it are going to be Afrikaans-speaking people. And it seems to be that it has piqued an interest in all language groups. You know, so not just Afrikaans-speaking individuals, you know, so because there are also subtitles on the show as well. But I think the feedback I've gotten from a lot of people is that certainly they enjoyed the show, but and also that they really learned a lot through the show. And I think that was the intention from the beginning, and that certainly was my intention for getting involved in a show such as Sex in Afrikaans.
Yeah, well, sex is definitely a universal language, right?
Well, everyone, sex is something which, as I said, it's an important part of our overall health.
Yes.
So, you know, our sexual health, once we are adults, you know, and adults that are able to consent, it obviously is then something which is important for us to know about, number one, and then also for us to be able to practice in a way that is safe and supportive to our overall well-being.
Right.
So, sexual health is something we cannot avoid. There's no way that you can avoid sexual health. And I think the question that immediately would jump to mind from people is, okay, what about you know, sex and kids?
Yeah.
You know, we need to be able to, you know, give our children the right language and the right tools at the right time to be able to be sexually competent around talking around things such as sex, sexual organs.
Mm.
Also, I mean, it was interesting, just recently I had a conversation with somebody who said, listen, my son, who you know, is now turning 13, and I can see that he's starting to engage with, you know, with the girls.
Mm.
And she said, how I would like to have a conversation with him around consent.
Mm.
What would be the best way to go about consent? And I said to her quite simply, you know, it is important to talk about consent, yes, so that he understands that, you know, if you like a girl, this is how you will flirt with a girl. This is what it means when a girl says, no, I'm not interested. This is how you handle it. And I said to her, and you should not forget to also talk to your son about the fact that he also has the right to say no.
Mm.
Because often we overlook that. We overlook the idea that, you know, it's something we should talk to, you know, we should talk to women about consent. But we forget to also talk to men about consent as well.
I mean, parents often only talk about safe sex with their children. They have that one conversation, use a condom, and then they move on. You know, so how do we start the conversation at home with our children without alienating them and making them say, oh, I can't talk to you about this, mom or dad?
So I think as parents, we have to start with making ourselves competent, conversant around sex and sexual health as a beginning. So we have to start there. And I know that sometimes we are coming off a very bad platform where maybe we haven't had that opportunity. So we have to first start there. We have to start there, and we have to start there, so that basically we have the language and we have the ability to be able to to have that conversation with ourselves and then also with our children. And the language needs to be language appropriate,
right?
And fundamentally, that's the best that we can do as a start.
Okay, so using the right words, not pushing it too hard on to them, and just being there to answer their questions, perhaps.
And to hold a space, and a space that is safe and non-judgmental.
Right, very important. And sexual justice is also one of the subjects at the SASHA conference. How important is that?
Sexual justice is important because, you know, when we talk about sexual health, we talk about reproductive rights.
Yes.
You know, so that's an aspect of sexual justice. But it also, for example, is the notion that, you know, sexual pleasure is a right to everyone. And so everyone should be able to have that right enforced and to be able to live that right out completely as well. And so that is part of an element of sexual justice, but also sexual justice can be around enforcing equality. So often if we talk about things such as LGBTQ plus rights and so forth, trans rights, you know, we're talking about everyone having the capability and having the access to, you know, equal treatment, firstly by, you know, health practitioners, but also in terms of choices that we make around our sexual health as well.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for all the work you're doing to bring this kind of conversation out of the shadows, away from strip clubs only, and into a space where we can all engage, because, as you say, we all have the right to healthy sexual lives. So thank you for your time today, Bradley. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. And I've just arrived at the Daredevil Race, which is, you know, another part of sexual health, which is raising awareness for prostate and testicular cancer. So it really takes care of the full Monty of things in sexual health.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time, Bradley R. Daniels.